This is the Community Forum, a public affairs presentation of the Montrose Broadcasting Corporation. Welcome to the program. It's good to have you along as we bring you an update on the Central Susquehanna Valley Transportation Project. The CSVT has been in the works for decades. It's been under construction now for more than 5 years, and there are quite a few years left to go, but they are reaching a point where there will be some roads actually opening, and we are going to bring you all the details today on the program as we talk with Colin McNeil, Transportation Construction Manager on this project, and Assistant District Plans Engineer Matt Beck. They're both with us today to talk about the project, how far it's come, and what's next. Thanks for joining us on the program, gentlemen.
So far, we have completed the construction of the bridge over the river. Also, we've completed the earthwork on both the Winfield side, which would be south of the bridge, and on the Northumberland side, north of the bridge. Both of those earthwork projects are already completed. Right now, we're working on the pavement for both of those sections. And we are about halfway through that project. That would be open to traffic late 2022, at which point people would be able to use the bridge and then the northern section of the roadway.
Why is it done in pieces like this?
There's a couple reasons. One being is that we can manage them as smaller projects. You can have different contractors do smaller portions. If you were allotted as one large project, you'd only have a few players capable of doing that work. So we split it up to give businesses more of an advantage of getting the projects. The second thing is we want to be able to open this up to the public in a timely fashion. So if we were to include the whole roadway from Sealands Grove all the way to Northumberland here, it would be road work for 10 years without ever opening it up to people to use. So we split it up into a north and south section so that we could get some of it open to the public, like I said, in a timely fashion.
Okay, so people will see, once that opens, people will start to see a benefit as far as the traffic. Is that something that will come pretty quickly with that first section?
They should. They should definitely see traffic alleviated in Northumberland and Lewisburg, with people using this as a bypass around those cities.
The bridge itself, talk about that bridge. I mean, that's been discussed far and wide as being a pretty impressive achievement. Is this kind of a standalone bridge? Has it been done elsewhere?
This bridge is fairly long. I think it's in the top 10 in the state. It's not unheard of to have a bridge of this length, but this is definitely the largest one we have in the area. And it's a 4,545 feet long, with your maximum height right around 200 feet over Seven Kitchens Road on the Winfield side.
I have relatives in Philadelphia who saw pictures of it and found it impressive. So I thought if you drive on the bridges in Philadelphia and you found this impressive, it must kind of stand out.
Well, that might be a little bit of perspective too. In Philadelphia, you've got bridges all over the place, and up here, this is definitely a landmark.
As far as the next portion of this project, where does it go from here? When will people start to see movement on the other end?
The southern section, we should start the earthwork in 2022, and that'll take about that again will be let in several projects, kind of like the northern section was, with the first project being majority of the earthwork. The next project will include a couple bridges, and then the final would be a paving contract. All of those things should take approximately 7-8 years to complete. So we're going to have this, this northern section will be open end of 2022, and then you're looking at somewhere in the 2028 time frame for the southern section.
So let's move on to that southern section. And where does that stand right now? I guess at one point there was some issues with ground underneath, and that was moved. Trajectory change.
There were some issues with ash basins that were the original alignment crossed through the ash basins, which was not going to be viable. So they redesign to change the alignment so that we can avoid those ash basins. Right now, that project is kind of in its final design phases, at least for the first portion, the earthwork portion.
Everything Colin said is accurate, too. It's been about 2 years since we received environmental clearance for modifying a portion of the alignment to avoid those fly ash waste basins. And like Colin said, since that time, we've been diligently working to advance the final design of the project. So we're working out engineering details for things like reconfigurations of some of the local roads in the area, bridges, stream culverts, drainage systems, traffic signals and highway lighting, and erosion control and stormwater management features.
If I drive to Sealands Grove on back roads, what will I encounter? Is it too soon to say exactly how that will be laid out?
That overall alignment was established when we received that environmental clearance about a couple of years ago now. So the alignment of the new CSVT highway was established at that point, and the design of the local road reconfigurations at a couple of different areas has been established for some time too. You know, we're really working on finer details of things like the drainage systems in those areas, the erosion control and stormwater management features, bridges, traffic signals, and highway lighting. But the overall alignment has been established for some time.
Okay. As far as properties that will be in the way of this, is there a lot of that? Is that something that people are already aware of, or are you still, deciding exactly how that will be handled?
The properties that will be impacted has been established since that alignment has been established for the most part. And property owners, we believe, are generally aware of whether they're going to be impacted or not. You know, we went through a pretty extensive public involvement effort in laying out the project originally years ago, but then also more recently as we worked to modify that alignment. We had a series of three public meetings and then a formal public hearing as well. So we think folks are pretty informed of how the project might impact their property. And right-of-way acquisition is another major task that we're working through to get to allow us to get to the start of construction next year. To this point, we've been focused on acquiring the relatively small number of properties that are entirely impacted by the project. And we're also close to finalizing how the project will impact just portions of other properties. You know, we need to get all those engineering details ironed out to establish the exact areas of land and types of easements that are needed from portions of other properties. We're close to finalizing that right-of-way acquisition plan this year, and then we'll be working through our appraisal and negotiation process with those affected property owners.
The connector to Route 61, is that the final piece of the puzzle, or is that something that will be done in conjunction with with that other section?
That'll be done in conjunction with the overall southern section. So that the work for the 61 connector will be incorporated into those three construction contracts that Colin talked about. We do plan at this point that'll be the last piece of the project to be opened up to traffic, though. Some of the work to tie that Route 61 connector into existing Routes 11 and 15 and the Veterans Memorial Bridge, that work is going to impact traffic on those existing roadways. So our plan is to wait until the mainline CSVT southern section is opened and carrying traffic before we do that final work that would disrupt traffic on the existing roadways.
How is that going to work? I mean, it seems like the areas you've done so far are at least wider, more wide open, whereas building you're going right through a community there. Is that going to pose any kind of special problems?
The route has been established for some time now, or the alignment has been established for some time. That 61 connector specifically passes through an undeveloped area between two residential neighborhoods in Shamokin Dam Borough. There are noise barriers proposed for the final condition to help minimize impacts to those communities. And the project design does include a local road connector that will pass over the Route 61 connector to help maintain cohesion between those two neighborhoods.
Was that added later, or is that something that's always been in the plan?
No, noise barriers have been proposed for some time. We do preliminary noise studies as part of our environmental studies to obtain that environmental clearance that I talked about we received a couple of years ago. Those preliminary studies showed that noise barriers would be proposed along both sides of the Route 61 connector. During final design, we do more detailed analyses of noise impacts and finalize those noise barrier locations through coordination with the affected neighborhoods. So we've yet to work completely through that, but we still anticipate building noise barriers along the 61
connector. As far as funding for all this, I mean, that's still in place. There's no, haven't been any issues. Is that once that money was there, it was there?
Right. At this point, we don't anticipate any funding problems. Funding for the project was fully identified when Act 89 was passed by the state in late 2013. I think it has been in the news fairly recently that PennDOT is looking at the funding situation moving forward, and that, things like more fuel efficient vehicles, just general inflation, and the lack of a long-term federal transportation funding plan have caused some concern, and does have PennDOT looking at the long-term outlook for funding overall. But we're hopeful that a good plan will be put in place here in the near future, and that there won't be any issues for CSVT or other transportation improvements across the state.
And from my understanding, COVID didn't delay too much. It was at kind of just a brief halt in construction. Has that had any other causing delays in all this?
The COVID did have a small delay to our start of the construction season last year. However, we were able to get back on track and get everything completed that we needed to in the last year's construction. So it did set us back to start off with, but we are back on track.
End of 2022, the first section, and when do you fathom the whole thing being used?
2027 has been our anticipated completion date for the project overall.
And that wraps up the program. We appreciate Colin and Matt from PennDOT joining us on the program today to bring our listeners this update on this long-awaited project, which continues and will continue now for several more years, as they've told us. Thanks for being with us on the program. This has been a presentation of the Montrose Broadcasting Corporation. The views expressed on the Community Forum by our guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of the moderator, staff, or management of this station.